himself available. And Billy Preston trying to get past Gakou, trying to go through the middle. That is just brilliant play from Billy Preston. But will it count? I don't know. Yeah, it's going to count. How did he find the gap there, Q?
Trying to make and take advantage of the isolation. Gakou is much smaller than him, and this is why he's such a difficult cover. He's got great handle and steps through the double team and lays it up without any contest from the defense.
I mean, you talk about trying to, you know, get between trees. I mean, you know, you were one yourself, you know, when you're playing days. I should say, to try and get around the likes of you, two of yous, not easy. Come on.
Skillful work from Billy Preston.
Oh, there's nearly a steal, but it's a great drive through the middle. This time, Moreira finding a way and scoring a beautiful score. 2 points in the back.
Maybe a little bit of a subliminal message right back at Preston on that score from Moreira.
Is he going up for three? That's a big shot. It's who's going to get the rebound? Picked up by Moreira. Taken back out. Moreira, Dundau accelerates. Boy, he's a wily character, isn't he, old Dundau? Throws it back out to Gakou. Manyang holds it. No rush. 4:23 left in this first quarter. Riveting start. Petro Luanda in the lead at the moment. Goes out now. Dosi going up. Gets another chance. Picks the ball up. Waits. Fall back two. Oh, just rolls off the wrong side.
It's a practice shot from Stele. Something that he does well, but this time misses on that shot.
Gakou beautifully done. Nearly lost his footing there. Tidied it up. Put it in.
Well, finally, first two on the board for Gakou, and that comes in transition play from Petro.
One thing Cape Town Tigers can't allow their opponents to do is just get a big lead. That's just not where they want to be, but they're playing with great intentions. Yara trying to find his way through and gets caught up, gets snagged by the giant Moreira.
Tigers searching for their radar to come on in from the perimeter. They're 0-5 from the outside, but they're still managing to stay close. It's 17-11. If they knock down a couple of long-range shots, one feels that they'll stay in this one.
And I think the fans definitely want them to stay in this one. It's 11 points for the Cape Town Tigers, 17 for Petro Luanda. Small break, and we'll be back.
VOA Africa special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young with Mike Hove. Mikey, talk about this opening quarter.
Yes, man. Yes, oh, man. Yes, oh, man. It's looking good. Cape Town Tigers are performing relatively well. Petro de Luanda still showing why they're the veterans, looking really good out there. A couple of stats to pull up right there. Cape Town Tigers, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. And, of course, now with Petro de Luanda there, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block. Sonny, it's looking really good for Petro.
Petro with a 6-point advantage. We've got about 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Mike Dundau for Petro. Such a spark plug.
What a short guy that's making an impact, man. When they say dynamos come in small packages, they talk about
like
Dundau,
that.
Man.
He's a feisty little guy.
Yeah, I'm liking the way that he's looking in the first quarter, man. This is a continuation. He did the same thing against Rabat, so I'm really amused to see how he's playing, man. I just thought it was a once-off, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, is this young man playing.
If you're just tuning in to VOA Africa special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League, Petro de Luanda leading the Cape Town Tigers 17-11. The Tigers looking for their first victory in the Kalahari Conference. Petro has 2 wins and 1 loss, and Mike, they certainly look good for the BAL playoffs.
Of course, of course, of course. Petro is looking strong. We see how Cape Town Tigers play again tomorrow, but they still have a goal. A whole game to go.
And let's go back to Pretoria for the action at the SunBet Arena.
50% from the field. We talked about his disappointing output in the last game. Sat the entire second half. He's looked locked in, and it's had an impact on the Cape Town Tigers offense. On the other side, it's Moreira, 4 points inside the paint, and he's trying to match whatever Preston is putting on the other side. And so far, so good. It's match on as far as that matchup is concerned.
Tiara on the free throw line. In it goes. Fans liking that. And they'll be supporting the Tigers all the way through today and tomorrow.
14.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, 53% from the free throw line. is the second leading scorer for the Cape Town Tigers in conference play.
5 points the difference as Gonsalves goes right through the middle as they're behind the back pass to Moreira, trying to use the glass, gets another chance, goes up, does it well.
And that is, again, the use of his length and size inside. He gets the second chance opportunity, finishes after that miss.
Lily Preston gets the ball out to the Whitbread coming on. See if Whitbread can try and find his range. Manyang goes out wide. Tiara to Billy Preston. Billy Preston for a shot that's not even gone near the target. Dundau takes it up court. From downtown to uptown. And a few changes by the coaches. Dundau goes up. He goes very high. Moreira. Oh, he doesn't manage to sink that, and it's gone out. And who gets possession here? I think it's going to be the Tigers. It gives us a chance to go over to Usher. Usher, just after that timeout, did you pick up anything?
Yeah, Coach Ngwenya emphasizing on defense. They really need to also take care of that ball. They know that Diarra is the natural point guard on the team and needs to do better when he comes up against Dundau. They can't afford to have those turnovers that then lead into points on the other side of the court.
Now, I'd say it's a good call, and you know, Dundau is so fast as Whitbread goes up for three. That's a stunning three-pointer from Mr. Dylan Whitbread.
Wow. Corner three is what he's known for, and Dylan Whitbread on the catch and shoot, a well-executed play for the Tigers.
Gonsalves into the middle, taken forward there. Markeith Cummings, who got excluded in the last encounter against Foose, gets the ball back, mid-range two, and it's coming off the metal, made safe by Billy Preston. Good defensive play from BP since the start of the game.
There's a lot more intensity about BP's game in this one.
That's great work. Oh, my word. Is there contact as he weaved between traffic? Moreira might be the player who made contact, but the foul has been made, and he hits the deck.
And look at Diarra. The hard screen from Sibanyoni gets a little bit of space and separation, and that the outstretched arm from Moreira is literally what the referee's called.
And Moreira puts himself... that's going to be just his first foul. Diarra back up to the free throw line, so he goes up there again. He got one of two in his last.
Well, he's been struggling, 53.8% throughout the first two games. It's something that he obviously wanted to improve, and he's going to have to make a lot more because he liked this matchup the last time the Tigers and Petro met. He went to the post a couple of times against Dundau, and Dundau's now gone off.
I just want to say thank you, South Africa, for, you know, this incredible setup for the Kalahari Conference. We have been blessed. When you just look around and we've got all of these fans, it's an absolute sellout, and we've got just a wonderful setup here here in Pretoria. So to your people and you, Q, thank you.
Right, it's a lived dream, and BAL tickets have been the hottest ticket in town their entire weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Nelson goes up for a long-range shot. It's been made safe by Diarra. Diarra trying to get around his man. Gonsalves switches hands, goes on a roll. That is delightful from Diarra.
Superb work from Diarra. Puts himself in the spin cycle and finishes with the offhand.
We're at 19 points apiece. Gilchrist comes on, and the ball's flung out by Cummings. And it's going to be the Tigers will pick up possession, unless there was a touch.
Another look at the work from Diarra.
Oh.
Twisting, turning, spinning, finishing. And he can do it all, can Cartier Diarra. Picks up the ball, gets Gonsalves on his back, hangs, and finishes.
Yeah, but look at the footwork. I mean, Usher is in awe of this, the way that he was moving there. Because she dances really well, but he's not bad either.
Well, he's gotten that bag here in South Africa. You know they love their music.
Yes, they do. Oh, there's an attempt for us. A wonderful shot, that is. And they get the points there, and they just nudge themselves again. Those quick transition points when something's great that's happened up the other end is an issue that needs to be addressed, I think, for the Tigers.
And that's a way to keep the crowd quiet. The quick score on the other end, just after a highlight play. Going up against the much taller BP, trying to do a contest, gets into the space of Cummins.
Contacts.
And it will be two shots.
Second personal for Billy Preston, but his impact has been very, very fruitious, as far as I'm concerned.
Fruitious?
That's what I was in your word.
Yeah, I like fruitious.
I had a tea. you get the fruit in the fruititious.
I like it. We're going to use it.
Here we go. And Johnny Pedro losing possession. I'll get it back. There's Billy Preston on the bench getting a little bit of a breather, but not for long.
Well, just those two fouls that you spoke about, but he's got 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. And what you've got to like is his body language on the court.
But at both ends, Q, and I think that's really good. You know, he's playing a good team game today, which is what's needed from him. And of course, we've got this man, Ndosi, coming on. He gets a chance to swing it out wide. And his Selepe gets a bit of time on court as well. All coming back. He'll pick it up. Retrieve, recycle. Diarra wants the movement. Storm Gilchrist giving him a little bit of support. Needs to go now. Diarra, Gilchrist goes up. Oh! Draws the foul. He's just a teenager, but that was brash.
Absolutely great execution. You saw him call for the rescreen. He cuts to the rim, and beautiful drop of pass from Diarra. Biyombo caught in no man's land, and Gilchrist, through the contact, gets the two.
Hang in the air. Okay, attract attention, and then get it up and over.
Well, you spoke about the 18-year-old, and he's had quite a story from St. Charles College in Pietermaritzburg, and here he is on the court in the Basketball Africa League, and it's a young, young 18-year-old.
Hey, and I get all of his mates back in, Maritzburg, they'll be going absolutely wild.
They'll be going absolutely wild on a score like that.
So make some noise, guys, because, you know, that was great. We love to see the teenager to excel as an OC shot goes high off the glass, back down, made safe. Moraes takes it up court. 32 seconds left to play in this first quarter. There's a little bit of a concern.
Mofokeng looking at his ankle, and he went writhing in pain almost immediately, and it had no touch, inadvertent touch. It just looks like
a twist on the ground, isn't it? It's just putting weight on one side and then moving on the other.
Well, he's in a lot of pain, and it looks like there's going to be a forced substitution.
Yeah, that's, a light sprain or something of that kind, but he needs a bit of support.
And he gets support from Yannick Moreira. Great sportsmanship there from the Petro de Luanda.
That's well spotted. Yeah, that is nice. And you'd be on the court as well, Asher, if ever you could, but you're not allowed.
Well, I'm on the side and offering my best help, as you can see.
Doing a stealing job. Petro back in possession. Boyama gets the ball out to Moraes. It doesn't get it. It's been flipped back, picked up once again. Johnny Pedro. Oh, he does really well there, Gilchrist, to get up and stop that from going anywhere. And Tembu coming on as well and making sure that that's Cape Town ball.
I did a good job of securing the defensive glass, did him, Tembu.
Whitbread, 7 seconds to go, goes up for his shot, it goes over the top, he draws attention. Buyamba, he goes straight to the free throw line.
Well, did a really good job of getting the defender in the air. Whitbread, you've got to respect his ability to shoot the basketball. In that regard, you see the ball fake gets Buyamba out of position, and maybe a case for Buyamba not to get called for that foul, but nonetheless the call is made and it sends Whitbread to the free throw line.
That was intelligence from Whitbread, because he knew that there's a player falling into him. You go up again, there's going to be contact regardless. So smart play.
Smart work for the Colgate University, former Colgate University graduate, Dylan Whitbread. Now plying his trade here in South Africa. Formerly of the Tshwane Suns in the Basketball National League here.
Whitbread with a chance to get another point from the free throw line. It's 22-21. And the Tigers just coming back and putting themselves prowling around with a lot of intent and going hunting for points in a big way. They can make it a 2-point difference with 3.6. So one last play after this. In it goes. Solid shooting there from Whitbread. Last few seconds, Nelson. Nelson goes on a charge. It's a three-shot attempt. It goes over the top, and it will be the Cape Town Tigers who have a 2-point lead over
Petra. VOA Africa special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. The Cape Town Tigers, 23. Angola's Petro de Luanda, 21. Mikey's man, Dylan Whitbread. Shout out for Dylan, Mikey.
Oh, man, this is really exciting. Dylan Whitbread is looking really good out there on the paint. He's, what, 4 or 5 points
five
in
points.
Now.
Including a three-pointer.
Right, a three-pointer and 2 free throws. He's looking really good. But the Tigers are playing really well. Diarra, you saw those, fancy skills, Sonny. He moving out there really free. Man, but, of course, don't take away from Petro de Luanda. They're playing like veterans. And one thing about veterans, they take their time. They season the meat. And they're looking for the victory.
Once again, Cape Town Tigers leading Petro de Luanda 23-21 after one quarter of play. Mike, the Tigers got off to a great start. They, first 6 points of the game, and then things have kind of equalized, but exciting contest.
Right. So the good thing about this is now you're starting to see how veterans play basketball, right? So, I mean, these are both Bao veterans. Petro de Luanda taking their time. An issue when there were 6 points down, people got a little excited, but you see how veterans are, man. They take their time, they keep their cool, and they pull back. Right now, the scores are 23-21, Cape Town Tigers leading. But Petro is still looking good out there.
Dylan Whitbread playing very well for the Tigers. Who else has impressed you, Mike, so far after one quarter?
Like I highlighted, Cartier Diarra, young man, 26-year-old. Of course, he's looking really good out there for the Cape Town Tigers. But of course, Petro de Luanda, that dynamite, Sonny. He's looking amazing.
Shilde Dundau.
Oh, Lord.
5 points, 2 assists, but perhaps most importantly, Mike, couple of steals on
defense. That's what I was about to say. It's the way that he's solidly playing defense as a short man. I like that.
Yeah, as we just heard, massive showdown here in Pretoria. Cape Town Tigers lead Petro de Luanda 23-21. Top scorers for the Tigers: Dylan Whitbread, Diarra with 5 points. Mm-hmm. And what about for Luanda, Mike?
We've got Yannick Moreira, 6 points. Gonzalez, 6 points. And of course, we have my man, my big man, Aboubakar Gakou.
Big man.
He looked amazing last game. I'm looking forward to see if he can produce the same results this game.
Let's go back to Pretoria for the second quarter between the Tigers and Petro de Luanda.
Titanic showdown that we've seen so far. Into the second quarter we go.
Or die for the Cape Town Tigers.
It is. It's last chance saloon for the Tigers. Done now. Johnny Petro stays on. Nelson's out wide. He goes on one of those drives. Boyamba. It's a big shot. Made safe perfectly by that man, Sam Kello. Dilik Ngozi. Gilchrist trying to hold off Johnny Petro. Looks to see where he is, tries to get a shot in. Oh, he's done it again!
What fantastic footwork from Gilchrist inside the paint. Patience, poise, and skill on the finish.
That would have thrown him panache as well. Unbelievable. That's a great bit of work that is down the right-hand side by that man, Anthony Nelson.
Right back the other way, experienced Nelson. Quick on the reply.
Yeah, but they do that all the time, don't they? Tigers are 25-23. You can see 45-43. Very similar field goal percentage at the moment. There's Diarra. He goes up again. That is just sensational.
Well, they're getting the kind of looks they want, and they're going inside, outside. Well, outside in terms of paint penetration, because that comes off a dribble penetration from Diarra.
Diarra, 7 points now, top scorer here. And a high over-the-top shot that doesn't fall back out to Nelson. He's got Cummins just to the left of him. If he needs to use him, he might go himself. Gets it out wide. Cummins for three. Off the metal. BP makes it safe at the back.
They're doing a great job controlling the defensive glass so far. It's been a feature of their play from the Tigers.
Gilchrist for three. Just doesn't get his range. Nelson racing up. Caught and goes up and it goes in. Cummins unable to... Sorry, yeah. A beautiful score there from Nelson, but Gilchrist unable to get there first.
Well, yeah, that was almost a little bit too easy in transition, and that was a good score for Petro.
Oh, beautiful from Diarra. Shoot him from way out wide.
10 points for Cartier Diarra, locking it now, especially after the opening couple of turnovers in the first quarter.
Sensational. Drive there from Boyamba. little bit of a contact in his back, I think. There was a bit of forced acceleration there, I think.
Well, Gilchrist comes across late on the help rotation, and another look here, Kadia Diarra pulling up from the three-point line, knocking it down. And the hand signal to match.
So to the free throw line. But look at this, a 30-25 advantage. Well, they had a six-point lead at one point, I think. No, it was a four-point lead, wasn't it, at the start of the first quarter? So now back to 4 points, but that was their biggest lead.
Glofate Buyamba spent some time at Azar Interclub in the Angolan League before coming across to Petro de Luanda, and they've certainly enjoyed picking him up and the value he adds off the bench.
Glofate Buyamba, Billy Preston, Dylan Whitbread, Gilchrist is there. Must be now. Luckily, he's in the right place at the right time. Gilchrist tries to get rid of Jordan Pedro. Using that big. Oh, it's just can't hook it over the top. And it comes back off the metal. The transition. Oh, he's done really well. Does well to pick it up as well. Goes he going out? That is an easy two. Oh, goaltending. 2 points in the bag. It doesn't matter. It's already up there.
Does amazingly well to get up the floor that quickly. Almost a little bit of cherry picking. Credit the vision from Diarra looking up the floor and pass into space. There's nothing you can do chasing from behind when Dela is right there at the rim.
32-27. So again, they have that little 5-point lead. Call it little. It all matters. There he is, Storm Gilchrist. Well, into the eye of the storm.
He was right in the middle of all of the thunderstorm activity, and now it's going to be a break for young Gilchrist as Sibanyoni comes back in.
Sibanyoni had a good start in that first quarter, so very much an important player in this Tigers team.
We're giving some great minutes for the Tigers' young Gilchrist.
Cummins goes driving through with force. Nice layup with silky soft touch at the end.
That's, I think, danger for the Cape Town Tigers when he gets the ball in that kind of position. Marquise Cummins is a scorer.
Sibanyoni trying to get rid of Johnny Pedro. Goes up. It's been picked up. Oh, the rebound. That is Billy Preston at his best.
He stayed with the play, cut into the key at the right time, picked up the rebound. And we keep saying it, he's a 6'11 monster. You look at the work from Sibanyoni on the ISO, but right there, Preston on the follow.
But look at the timing, the running from outside of the key. He comes in, he gets in front of Cummins to put himself in that position where he's going to get the rebound and he's going to get tangled up with the defense.
2'11, 100 kilograms, nothing you can do from behind the basketball.
Nothing. Whitbread picks it up out wide. They get another chance to go. Picked up down in the corner. Well, it's the perfect time for us to go and join Usher Kumagisha, who's been joined by Rugby World Cup winner 2019, Tendai Matawarira, Springbok hero and giant. Over to you, Usher.
Well, known as the beast. The Basketball Africa League is here in South Africa, in Pretoria. What does it mean for South Africa as a country?
I think it's a big deal, you know, and it's a great thing. And I'm super proud. And, you know, there's so many young kids that are aspiring to become, you know, professional basketball players. So now the sport is so accessible to them. They can come and watch. So it is definitely a big moment for basketball in Africa.
Well, I know that you've been to the NBA. You've watched a couple of games. What is the comparison with the NBA and the BAL?
Geez, I think it's actually, you know, not too far and in between. There's a lot of similarities. Like, for instance, this game, you know, these guys that are playing right now, they're showcasing a lot of great skills. The shooting has been unbelievable, you know, especially from the Cape Town Tigers. So I think that, you know, the gap is not that massive, and many of these guys could be able to step up and make that transition to playing NBA basketball. So, yeah, I'm really proud of the quality of basketball that I'm watching today.
Well, hopefully we can get you shooting at halftime.
Oh, yes, yeah, bring it on, man. Bring it on. I will show you that I'm Steph Curry on the court.
Thank you so much, Usher. The beast, can you imagine? That man, I mean, you know, he would move mountains on the court here, wouldn't he?
And he's claiming to have a soft touch after being such a big mountain of a man. You know, it'd be interesting to see.
Listen, he's just a wonderful character, of course, and great to see him here in Pretoria. Just to give you an understanding of just how big this Basketball Africa League has become, everybody wants to come. Everybody wants to turn up. So watch out, because it's becoming bigger and better. Long range shot coming in. Oh, the rebound, Billy Preston. You will not stop him from there, but he couldn't get his ring. Another chance, another bite of the apple. Oh, goes over the top. It's been put in. Has it got it? Yes, it has.
Finally, three bites at the cherry, and the Cape Town Tigers get the finish courtesy of Sibanyoni.
Oh, absolutely love it. Nelson down. Swings it out, Dundau picks you up, there's Cummins. Billy Preston trying to follow him, doesn't follow him, gets the ball back, Diarra has it, Diarra makes it safe, where's it going to go? Manyang's calling out, but he needs to be a bit patient maybe, or maybe not. Don't see the three, it doesn't go down, safe. And safe as Harris is at the back with Pedro.
I might have gone a different way in terms of Diarra on that play, but he goes with Stele, and there's a charge called on the floor.
Yeah, you can see Samkelo just hitting the deck with the charge coming through. Well, there you go, it's on the foot.
When it's going for you, it goes for you. Momentum in the building quite clearly right now with the Tigers. Great work there from Samkelo Tele on the floor.
5 minutes to go in this second quarter, of course. And we've got 7 points separating these two teams. Biggest lead for the Tigers. And they'll like this, and they're trying to feed off the energy. You know, we talk about the runs queue, this is all about it. This is Billy Preston trying to get his shot in. Emmanuel unable to pick it up, picked up and taken forward uptown from downtown by Gonsalves. Into the paint they go, Nelson waits.
Billy Preston still trying to find his rhythm on the offensive side.
That's a beautiful shot there from Nelson. He just launched it high over in the sky, beyond the clouds and in.
You talk about rhythm. That was a rhythmic shot. Rhythm dribble into the three ball for Nelson.
Sibanyoni working well. Ndosi. He's got a little bit of support from Diarra. Diarra, watch out for Dundau. We've seen what happened between these two boys. They're back up against each other now. Long range shot. It's a big thunderous shot that just grazes the net below the ring. And 38-34, we've got a timeout that's going to be called.
Well, just a moment for the Cape Town Tigers to go and recollect themselves. Two poor possessions. They need to have a look at the offense in this timeout.
We'll take a break. We will be back. Let's look at this. This is the place to be, the Sunbet Arena, Pretoria.
VOA Africa special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. Cape Town Tigers leading Petro de Luanda 38-34. Mike Hove, your thoughts?
Yes, sir. It's looking really good. The Cape Town Tigers fighting for their lives out there, Sonny, out there to pick up their first W.
I feel like they're really picking up on the vibe at that arena, Mike.
Yes, look at it. Almost capacity vibe, Sonny. This is something impressive, considering the fact that they've lost their first two games, but still people are coming out. And I think the crowd is out there picking it up, man, for them.
Kind of like a must-win situation for the Tigers.
Home ground advantage. This is the sixth man on the court, Sonny.
Right now, 38-34. The Cape Town Tigers looking for their first victory in this fourth season of the Men's Basketball Africa League. Let's take a quick look at the stats, Mike, for the Tigers. Cartier Diarra with 10 points.
He's looking really good out there, man. I don't know if it's the dreadlocks or what, but he's looking really amazing. That number two jersey just banking it from everywhere. He's looking hot on
it. I saw on one of his shots, he kind of gave a little flourish.
Like a little, like, hey, yo, come on. Foul, what's up? I need a plus one. But he's looking good, man.
Billy Preston with 9. He's starting to make some noise.
He's starting to pick up momentum, right? So when we started, I was questioning that. I was like, why is Billy looking really cold? But as time goes by, you're starting to see the heat come up.
Okay, let's go back to the very electric Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for the BAL action.
The Tigers just lead Petro by 4 points. We're just going to go over to Usher to get a reaction from that timeout.
Yeah, Coach Ngwenya just emphasizing the need to not rush. They have to use every possession to score and extend this lead. So far, with those two missed back-to-back three-pointers, they want to penetrate that defense and see how to score.
There's Dundau going very high over the top, off the ring. Oh, the rebound, perfect. For Julian Pedro. Yes, you're on You're on the ball there, I promise you, Asha, because we saw that when they managed to get a turnover and they tried to get it up court, Johnny Pedro just stopped it and sort of, you know, Petro had it back.
The lapse in concentration, not the ideal way to start out of a timeout, and now another turnover. So you give up a second chance point, and now a turnover on the offensive side. It allows Petro the chance to try and tie the game.
Hashtag VAL4, and then the VAL on Insta. Get involved. You know, it's there's so much great content that you won't want to stop looking, because it's just brilliant. There's great videos and you know, all of the top highlights, the best dunks and all the rest of it.
And you get to hone in on some of the stuff that's happening off the court. BAL for her day, BAL advanced workshops. It's been a great week of basketball, the BAL way in South Africa.
And at halftime, we've got a Special Olympics video that's going to come up that you'll get to see exactly what's happening around the Special Olympics, which is absolutely wonderful. There's so many programs going on. As Gaku picks the ball up, it's being swatted away. Great defense there by Tembu. The ball comes out as a chance there for Ndosi. This time it goes in.
What a beautifully strong take as Samkelo gets his hand and his body into the defense, and he's been unstoppable. And you see why he is the number one offensive player in the conference.
The boulevard just opened up for that man, Nelson. Where was the defense?
Great question, and I'm sure that question needs to be answered from the Cape Town Tigers.
10 turnovers to 4. And there's Diarra this time. He gets a chance to go in, and it's a fantastic pair of points there with the layup. Again, the boulevard's just opening up.
Well, Diarra is looking like he wants to spearhead the offense, and he's doing a great job leading it for the Tigers.
Neto with his first chance. Just come on. It's there for the taking. You've got to make it yours. Oh, Diarra. Oh, there's a bit of contact.
And Diarra, fantastic work again to draw the foul.
Yeah, that's just, he was just trying to get the ball. Look at the way that he's just flipping it past Neto. It's contact with the head. He's absolutely fine.
And definitely selling it a little bit. Another look at Philly going down the floor, left hand. And I don't think there's anybody more dangerous going downhill than the BAL at the moment.
So true, isn't it? And 42-38, the Tigers, Manyang just on the side of the court, just waiting for that right pass. And then as they get back into the heart of the action, Sibanyoni, Diarra. Very impressed by Diarra's performance there. Oh, he's gone out. Oh, he just can't get it in. And good, strong defensive play there as this Nelson, the up and under. And that, well, is that it's I think it's a defensive foul, isn't it?
It's a blocking foul called on Samkelo Tele. And then look at Sibanyoni. Gotta love his aggression, but he's just not able to get over the outstretched arm of that man, Gaku. And he's done just enough work on the defensive end to secure the possession.
Do you know why he couldn't get past it?
Tell me.
There's a canopy at the top of the tree just blocking it. Gaku is big. He's a big guy, you know. And if you try and go over the top, you know, and he's just up there, you've got to use brute force. So you've got to bring it down. But so good strong defensive play there from Gaku. We'll get back to the free throw line and see how Nelson's going to fare with his chance to try and drop two in.
Nelson, 9 points in this one. He's led the way off the bench and he just really spurred the bench scoring. His experience is invaluable, and you see his ability to score the basketball. First Petro player with double digits.
There you go, the beautiful sound of a ball hitting the basket and going through and hitting the net. Love it. Diarra goes up for mid-range two. Comes back off. Gilchrist using that wonderful, strong ability of his. Gets knocked off his feet. It's still Tigers who have possession. Manyang goes up and he goes in, and it's... Finally, it goes down. Manyang gets points.
We don't see that too often. We haven't seen that too often from Manyang as he gets inside the paint and he scoops the layup up and in for two, because he's opted on the catch and shoot a lot more often. You see him put the ball down. The defense doesn't close on him, and it trickles in.
No, but that's great. And, you want him to be a little bit more confident in the paint. That was a shot of confidence. He probably saw Neto. A bit of a mismatch. No big trees. A great drive, you know, to get himself through there finally. And that will give him lots of confidence.
Well, a pickup by the Cape Town Tigers. Just to call conference play. Noah Manyang comes in, gets two. He's gets the start today, hasn't provided enough production as yet, but those 2 points might just help kickstart his offense.
Yeah, it might just well do that. Well, fascinating battle taking place here, and everybody knew that the Tigers needed to throw everything at Petra Luanda. Petra Luanda, you know, for me, they're going to be one of the stalwarts moving through to the, you know, the finals, but it's not done yet. And Coach Nato working his magic, understanding what's going on. Let's take a look at the top scorers and, you know, the top stats people.
Well, it really has been a good performance from Diarra. He's opted to be the primary spearhead of the Cape Town Tigers offense. Billy Preston's 9 points, nine boards has shored up the defensive end. It's been Nelson off the bench for Petro, 10 points on four of six shots. Yannick Moreira and Cummings with 6 points of their own. And what we have seen has been a ferocious battle on both the inside and the outside. And right now, Cape Town Tigers are winning the battle.
Well, Cartier Diarra is hot. And in our universe, do you know what the hottest temperature on in our universe is?
Oh, please do tell me.
It's the Planck temperature, 141 million, 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 million degrees Celsius. Can you imagine? And it happened at the dawn of time. Who's got the hot hands now?
Whoever reaches Planck temperature when they are busy shooting the basketball.
Planck temperature on court. Bring it on. We got, what, 1:30 left on the clock as we see a charge going down. Neto smashes it against the net. Now they've got a chance. Whitbread waits for a little bit of support. He hasn't got a big up there. He's just got Diarra. Waits for his players to find their positions. Sibagnoni takes it right into the paint. Gilchrist uses the backboard, and there's a travelling call. Claims that he was pushed. It fell on deaf ears. We're coming over to you, Asha.
Well, Coach Giazzanetto, I can assure you his birthday face is gone. He's very upset with the way the players are playing on defence. He needs them to also take care of the ball, and that's what explains that substitution for Carlos Moraes coming on for Neto. He needs him to take care of the ball, and also, of course, Gonsalves as well as Dundao. They need to score on every possession.
The ball is as precious as a newborn baby.
Yes.
Every possession is vital.
Long-range shot. Oh, it's been flapped away, and it's going to be the Tigers who pick up possession. More frustration for Petro Luanda. Now, you know, they've kind of sussed it a little bit. They're not allowing Petro Luanda to get that fast transition following points. And we haven't seen it for a little period, probably because they haven't scored a few points in the last few minutes.
And they're securing the defensive glass. Rebounding really does matter.
Big long-range shot! Oh! Demolition Dylan!
Big-time shot. Whitbread for three, and that's the second time he's hit one from downtown. And when he's locked in, he's special to watch. They got to get him a couple more looks. One feels.
And he's up to 8 points now. That's brilliant. Look at the, you've got Preston, you've got 4 points on four players who are just notching it up. But just look at that, the body language. He's happy about that big time. BP in the house, loving it.
Guess what he's looking for? Planck temperature.
Planck temperature. This is just coming on. We have now this man, Flosh, Coach Flosh, who's dishing out the information. We'll get the reaction from Usher in a moment, from Coach Neto. But before that, Q, tell us something new.
20 bench points for Petro de Luanda. They've got 16 fast break points, and that's how they've managed to stay in this one. But really, what Cape Town Tigers are doing, they're plus six on the boards, despite only being 2 of 14 from the three-point line. It's their ability to rebound and finish, get some second-chance points that have kept them ahead of Petro de Luanda.
Well, listen, I'm... 12 points there for Diarra, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. I mean, he's been a floor manager today, an FM.
Yeah, and what you want from your point guard is to be your general, your the guy who dictates what happens on the offensive end, and he's played the role of floor general to perfection.
Floor general, floor manager, we call him, he's bossing the floor, Kim.
In all aspects, scoring, ball distribution, and trying to get his work in on the defensive end.
Gaku, Dundao, we've got 36 seconds remaining. Couple of plays left, potentially. Moraes drops it in for Moreira. Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful hook over the top there. Now it's a chance for the Tigers to hit back. And we've got a 3 second differential.
Comfortable look for Moreira. They get him the time and space to go to work, and he is very efficient on the offensive end.
Back out to Sibagnoni for a three. Just coming off the metal. Gilchrist makes it safe. That's really strong play there with Whitbread. Shot clock goes back. Whitbread he's just battled Moraes, muscle Sibanioli. It goes up and Moreira has it. Comes out to Dundau. Dundau for three. It doesn't go, but there is the end of the half.
The Tigers will breathe a little sigh of relief. That was a poor possession and almost made them pay, did Carlos Moraes. But they go into the half with a 6-point lead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. This is the Basketball Africa League coverage. Cape Town Tigers versus Petro de Luanda. Cape Town Tigers 47. And, of course, Petro de Luanda 41. Sonny, this is looking really exciting, man.
Mike, it's been a very competitive game at the SunBet Arena in Pretoria. We need to give a shout out for your homeboy from South Africa.
All right.
You got to tell us about your relationship with Dylan. He had 8 points in that first half, Mike.
Yeah, man. Like, once again, Dylan, as I've always highlighted, he's always been a hard working player since high school. I'm not surprised to see him doing that. He's cooking it up today. 8 points. He's looking hot from that spot. 2 3-pointers and 2 free throws, man. He's looking good.
Now, when you were in high school with Dylan, Mike, was he the best player on the team?
Listen, why are you trying to make me put people's secrets out like that? Like I said earlier on, Dylan has always been a hardworking player. He's always been the guy out there pushing his limits as an athlete. When I saw him on the Bauer roster, I was excited. I was like, oh man, I remember this guy. He was like a grade below me, Sonny. So to see his name on the roster, even when I saw his face and on Bauer, I was like, oh wait, that's Dylan. I remember we used to play with him. So that was really exciting. I've always known him to be someone who plays really well. And it's showing today on the court, man.
Really exciting to see him sink that three-pointer in that second quarter.
Once again, that seems to be his spot. I'm expecting to see him sink a couple of more threes from that spot. Same spot, 2 3-pointers and 2 free throws.
Let's take a look at the stats, Mike, at halftime. Cartier Diarra, the game's high scorer, with 12 points.
Right.
And Dylan Whitbread, he had 8 for the Tigers. And what about for Luanda, Mike? What are they looking at?
Luanda, once again. Actually, before we even move over to Luanda, we saw Nga Manyang. He came on and made a little impact towards the end.
Yes.
Picking up his first 2 points. You left out Billy Preston, Sonny.
I forgot Billy. Billy had 9. You're right.
Right.
Billy Preston. You know, when I say Billy Preston, Mike, I always think back to the late, great musician Billy Preston. Mm-hmm. They used to call him the fifth Beatle. Now, this Billy Preston, making music for the Tigers.
He is doing well. You can see he's Billy Preston, for me, has always been the season player. You can see his seasoning is coming to the field today, Sonny. This is really exciting. But to move over, of course, to Petro, they've got a couple of players that are looking really good. I got to pull up the schedule, the roster. But, of course, we've got Yannick Moreira still proving his point.
8 points.
MVP in the last game. He's looking like he's looking hungry again. We've got our firecracker, Sonny.
Shilday Dundau.
Oh, my God. He's showing that height means nothing, my friend.
You're right. I think he's the shortest player on the court.
He's the shortest
right
player
now
on the court. But he is stealing left, right, and center. He's making impact.
They're showing the highlights right now. And Mikey's man, Dylan Whitbread, they're showing his three-pointer on the screen. And the Tigers are just jubilating on the sidelines. Let's give another shout-out, Mike, for another guard for Petro de Luanda, American guard Anthony Nelson. He tallied 10 points in that first half for Petro.
He's looking good.
But right now, it looks like the Tigers are full throttle as they go after their first win.
They're looking for their first win. You know, Godspeed to the Cape Town Tigers. If they manage to do a back-to-back win today, win tomorrow, who knows? This is uncharted ball territory, Sonny. I'm yet to see a case where you have a conference with the top three teams or the top two teams, let's say, a draw same place with the third team. This is something exciting.
Uncharted territory indeed. If, and it's a big if the Tigers can win this evening and then beat FUS Rabat tomorrow.
Right. That's another case. FUS Rabat looking really amazing. I saw them play against Petro de Luanda. The way that they just, oh man, it was looking really hungry. But once again, if we go back, this is where I saw that Petro de Luanda really are a seasoned team, because if we look at their past game, the way they pulled back in that last quarter, boy, oh boy, was that a game.
And I got to believe the birthday boy, Jose Neto for Petro de Luanda, will make some halftime adjustments. Mike, Coach Neto celebrating his 53rd birthday Pretoria.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But as one of the commentators said, at sections of that first half, he didn't really have the birthday face on, did he?
It looked like it's a little fading right now, Sonny. Look, they need to give him the Petro de Luanda has to win to give him that happy birthday. If not, on behalf of South Africa, we say welcome and happy birthday.
Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit about the halftime entertainment and the pregame entertainment. There were some rappers out there, right?
Yeah, I was excited to see Maclera Doughboy out there. Once again, full capacity. And one thing I will commend about Ball is the way that they have marketed the conference, the Kalahari Conference. I've seen every single game. There's a big superstar or a big South African famous person that's coming out, and it's proven points, Sonny. You could see a capacity arena right there. That's something that we haven't seen.